sunny and I was laying in bed, wondering if she changed that much if her hair was still red. But folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, and Papa's banquet wasn't big enough. I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, in and out by the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. When we first met, soon to be divorced, I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west, spit up on the dogs that night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around and looked at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, meet again someday on the avenue. Working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the ash just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans. I was a lucky one to be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past seemed close behind. I've seen a lot of women, but she never escaped from mine. I just grew. This place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. And later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there and back in my chair, said, "Tell me, don't I know your name?" I wanted something underneath my breath, and she studied the lines on my face. I must admit, I felt a little uneasy when she bent down and tied the laces of my shoes. Say hello, she said, "You look like the silent type." Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them was rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you, down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. And he started into dealing with slaves, and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. When finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on. We used to know they run illusions of an hour. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters or wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they do with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road and I'm headed for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point.